You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, this is the spoken edition of Wired.
Powered by the Salvation Army, your donation helps fight for good throughout your local community. To give through Alexa, donate by saying, "Alexa, make a donation to the Salvation Army," or go to salvationarmyusa.org to make a gift. How Lego Came to Be the World's Most Famous Brick by Jonathan Keats. When Ole Kirk Christensen imported a newfangled contraption called a plastic injection molding machine to Denmark in 1946, people thought he'd lost his mind. Kirk Christensen was a master carpenter who made wooden toys sold under the brand name Lego, abbreviated from Leg Godt, Danish for play well. The machine cost nearly 7% of the company's annual revenue. But Kirk Christensen reckoned there was no limit to what he could manufacture with the new technology. He could even redesign old-fashioned building blocks so that they wouldn't topple over. After making modest progress with interlocking indentations, a concept borrowed from another toy manufacturer, Ole's son, Gottfried, set to work on a mechanism for binding blocks together. After years of trial and error, he perfected the stud and tube coupling system that defines Lego to this day. The system required the molding process to be accurate to within 0.005 millimeters. Gottfried filed for a patent the year Ole died. Countless variations on the form followed over the decades, from roof tiles to Jedi weaponry, all of which can click with bricks from the Eisenhower era. Some 700 billion Lego pieces later, the result is a toy that never gets old.